Nancy, you've been teaching storytelling for over 20 years. Why do you think we grandmothers play such an important role in our grandchildren's lives as storytellers?
The natural role of the grandparent of the young child is to be the storyteller. And in some of the Indian traditions and the great African traditions, certain of the wisdom stories cannot pass the lips of anyone until one is at least 53 years old. And then the spiritual gates have opened, and some of the other gates have kind of closed. And so one can access the deeper meanings of stories and find patience and wisdom and perspective that was not available before, or only slightly available before. And now a kind of spaciousness opens up in the heart and the mind and the soul. And the children can respond to that very deeply, from head to toe, from toe to head, with their whole souls, their hearts, their livers, their intestines, their stomachs, their skin, their internal immunes. Every child in the world longs for undivided, wise attention, not just attention, but which is nervous attention. It is, of course, I'll pay attention to you. Of course, well, what do you want? That kind of head-centered, nervous attention, but attention that comes from the deep soul, from the deep heart, from the relaxed breathing, warm, steady breathing.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that
it isn't rushed, right? Rhythmic, deep attention, mm-hmm. and interest.
What I was struck by is how much intuitive trust in the process you have to have of storytelling. Because you're saying, you know, that you need to nourish the different organs in the body. So how do you know which organs need to be nourished? So it seems like it's almost an intuitive thing.
Yes. Yeah, storytelling has been highly intuitive for centuries and centuries. And because we're 21st century people, and so we're called to be more conscious about what we're doing. But out of love, our intuition awakens and tells us, oh, we need a story now about indigestion, or we need a story that's going to soothe the nerves of the child, or help them with their nightmares, or whatever. And if we think about it too much, that's going to cramp our style. The gateways to our intuitive imagination are through our heart, and through our soul, primarily through the heart, and through the deeper listening. And our head can really get in the way of the creative process. And children need us to make up stories for them, because they are such creative little beings themselves. They have to co-create their bodies and their souls, and put themselves together from the inside out and outside in. And they're so engaged in creating themselves, they need adults who are strong and steady, but also able to be creative with them. If we're always reading from books, we're teaching them that we are not secure enough to be creative with them. And that's a deprivation for them. The healthy child sometimes will ask for, please tell me the story from your own lips, from your own heart, not from the book, Granny. And then we need to be ready to do that, and to trust that even if we're a little bit frightened, that adrenaline that wakes up in within us, say, oh, am I going to do this right? Can I do this? And the endorphin rush that comes when we do dive into the story process, it's just something we learn to accept and we go with it. Because the children are having those experiences too all day long, with their little endorphins and their adrenaline and their this and that in their own way. So we need to be ducks in the water with them.